Good morning. Last week we began discussing the Shita of the Ramban. Ramban began by saying that Meikar Hadin, or Al-Pi Svara, it should be usur to practice medicine. Because by definition, medicine involves risk. What you're doing will hopefully help the patient, but on occasion it will cause harm. Therefore, Al-Pi Svara, which should be Sheva Al-Tasa. But for that, it says Varapa Yerape. The Torah is saying that there is Nitin Rishos, and not only is it Rishos, but there is a mitzvah to heal. A person has an obligation to try his best. If he is skilled, if he knows medicine, he has to do what he can to help save his patients. And the Ramban says he does not have to worry if he's trying his best. He does not have to worry that Klap Yishmaya Galya, perhaps what his actions really hurt and really killed. The Ramban continues and says that although there is a mitzvah and there's an obligation for a doctor to heal, and if he practices to the best of his ability, he need not worry that perhaps he really caused harm. Nevertheless, the Ramban says this is not a blanket exemption. If he finds out, if he comes to his attention that he made a mistake, he erred, and his actions caused patient's death, the Ramban says he is chayv galus. He be killed b'shogeg, he's a retzeach b'shogeg, he's chayv galus. This p'tur, this idea is only when, as far as he knows, he did everything right. He doesn't have to worry that Klap Yishmaya Galya, medical science, has it wrong. But if he knows he made a mistake, his hand slips, he kills, the halacha is, he goes to galus. Now the Aruch HaShulchan and the Tzitz Eliezer brings down a number of other achroinim, both speak out very clearly that this concept of going to galus is only when you realize you made a mistake. You did something wrong. You made a mistake in your diagnosis, you made a mistake in your hand slipped, something went wrong. However, if a person was following the latest medical science, he did the procedure that, based on all the information anyone had, that is what should have been done. And then, 10 years later, someone makes a new discovery, and we now realize that these procedures, these operations, in fact, harm the patients. A number of achronim say, there is no chi of galus. That is not a shoigig, that is an oinus. And the explanation is that had you gone to Beis Din at the time, and had the doctor said, I don't want to perform this operation, Beis Din would have said, lo yisamra adam reyecha. You have a chi of arapa yirape. To the best of everyone, based on the latest knowledge, this is how to best heal the person. There is a chiv to go ahead and do this operation. Even though in the future at some point we realize that all the doctors were wrong, all the research was wrong, and something else, this should not have been done. But that is not a shogeg, that is an oinus. And in that case, there would be no chiv galus. So there is loisam. If you're the one that's treating him, and the chiyuv of loisam, if there's someone's drowning in the water and there are a few people around, there's a chiyuv of loisam. If someone else goes ahead and does it, so then you're not over alive because the person's life is no longer in danger. Someone there is saving him. But it's mutl on a number of people. I mean, there is a nafkamina, for example, in Shin Lamed Vav in Yeridei, where there's a discussion about charging. So normally, if you're not allowed to charge, the halacha doctor is not allowed to charge for his chachma, he's only allowed to charge for his schar tercha. If he does demand payment, so there the halacha is after the fact, he's entitled to it, and the reason for that is that although there's a chiyuv and although there's a mitzvah, because it's not mutl only on him, he can say other people could have done it, therefore his demand, if he charges, he's entitled to the money after the fact. So there is a difference. The lesamid is different when there are other people around, but it's not does not completely release him. If the doctors collectively allow him to die, then they're all over lesamid adam recha, because they were all oimid adam adam recha.
So a hard operation.
So that's halacha. So in any case like that, you first have a question whether a halacha that should be done, And that's a whole separate sugya. But assuming based on the circumstances it should be done, if you don't do anything, he will certainly die. If you do the operation, he has a reasonable chance of survival. Where al pi halacha, you should be doing it. So that is exactly this case. There, if you did the procedure correctly, and this is the procedure that should have been done, then the Virapa Yarapa is saying you have the license, you're allowed to do that, even though you may be killing, and you're allowed to in many cases as a chiyuv. Because since this is the best way to save and to deal with the patient, then that's the mitzvah of refuah. Now the Ramban continues that besides for the chiyuv galus, this is in Dinei Maminus, the Ramban says as well that al pi din, even though there is a mitzvah to virapa yirape, al pi din the Ramban says you should have a, if you are mazik, if you do cause damage, you should be responsible to pay. However, zok the Ramban mishum tikkun o'olam. Chazal were concerned if doctors were responsible for their mistakes, then they would not want to practice medicine. Chazal saw how expensive malpractice insurance would be. And therefore, Mishum Tikkun Olam, Chazal said, you're Pater B'dei Adam and Chai B'dei Shemayim. That a Beis Din cannot force you to pay in order to encourage the practice of medicine. Takana is only b'day Beis Din. It means you cannot be hauled in front of a Beis Din, in front of a court, and be cross-examined and be held responsible for your actions. Certainly, klapei shmaya galya, if a person was negligent, if a person should have been more careful, then he will have to give a din v'cheshbon. Being a doctor carries with it a responsibility, and Chazal are not there to encourage reckless behavior. Their point is that you do not have to justify yourself in front of a Beis Din. And a person, as long as he's not outright mazed, will not be chayiv bidei adam.
How does it refer to like person who became a doctor in Russia, comes to the United States, he's not recognized, and then so now he does something. Since he was a doctor there.
Okay, good. We'll get to that. Probably not. We'll get to that in a few minutes. You could have him sign a release. Very often you'll probably run into asmachta problems. But you know, he's signed the release with the expectation you're going to give him good care. It's a mechila on Rosh Ha'Evarim. So whether it may not work unless it's done correctly. But in theory, if you want to tell a patient, I'm willing to service you, but you have to pater me, you must have the right to demand that. Well, in Eretz Yisrael, there really were only Jews. And also, we do want Jewish doctors. We trust them more with Jewish lives. So because of this tikkun olam, the Melech Chazal patered. Now, I just want to go through a little bit of a detour. It's not so much Negei Halacha L'maisa, but just to go back on to go through some of the sugars, to put together some of the sugars that we went through. What is the Ramban's case? The Ramban is clearly saying, and it's based on Tisefta, then the Iker Hadin, a doctor, should be chayiv. Mishtam tikkun o'olam, you're going to be pater. So what's the situation that we're dealing with? When and why should a doctor be chayiv Iker Hadin? So as we discussed last week, if the doctor is just prescribing medication, or he's sending you, or he's not actually doing surgery himself, then we're not dealing with mazik b'yadayim. The doctor's not doing the actual harm. He's giving you bad advice. He's telling you to take a specific drug or medication, and that drug or medication causes harm. That is garmi. You didn't do the action via diem, but you caused the damage. You caused whatever side effects that came out because of the mistaken prescription. Garmi, we learned, according to the Shach and according to most poskim, garmi is only chayiv when it's done b'mezid, or in the very least, when there's a pshia, when there's a level of negligence. When it's b'shoigig, when it's done by accident, although we generally have a rule, adam ul l'olam, although by adam hamazik, if you go ahead, you punch someone by mistake, adam ul l'olam, you're going to be responsible for the damage. When you're dealing with indirect damage, when you're dealing with garmi, under normal circumstances, you're going to be patur. So if we're dealing with a doctor that made a mistake, and assuming the mistake does not rise to the level of negligence, it's just a question of shoigig, l'chayro al pi halacha, you should be potter even without the takana. Now, this is not a kash on the Ramban. The Ramban Lishitasa, when we went through Hilchos Garami, we saw the Ramban argues. The Ramban holds Garami is Chayiv Mikra Hadin, and Garami is Chayiv even B'Shoigig or even B'Oinus. So the Ramban, it makes perfect sense, would ask this question. But Alpi Halacha, where we hold that Garami B'Shoigig is Potter, in most cases, this won't be relevant. Again, we'll get back to this in a minute. Now, even the Ramban that says Garmi Ba'oinis is Chayiv, still the Ramban makes a limitation, and he says Garmi Ba'oinis is Chayiv when you actually do an action. When it's just a Dibur, when you just tell someone, take this medication, so we learned by Ansu Laharois Vihera, if you're forced to show a Moiser, Mamun Yisrael, and you show it to him, since you didn't do an action, and it was Ba'oinis, even the Ramban would admit that Garmi is Pater. So in a case where you're not doing an action, you're just giving him a prescription, you're just telling him what medication to take, there, even the Ramban L'chori would agree that if it's just garmi, if it's just an indirect action, you should be pater. So Elamai, the Ramban and the Tosefta that say that a doctor maker adin is chayiv, and is only pater mishum tikkun olam, must be talking about a case of maisa biyadayim. The doctor is a surgeon, he's actually biyadayim doing something, he does the wrong surgery on the wrong limb, his hand slips, whatever the case may be, and he directly caused damage. In such a case, we have the rule of Adam Mul Olam. A person normally is responsible for his actions, being Meshoyug, being Bemezid, even Bo'onis, he's responsible for by Adam Hamazik. And therefore, we need the Tikkun Olam, we need a special Takano to say that he is Pater Bidei Adam. Now, the truth is, even this is going to be a Shua. Because as we discussed 2 weeks ago, although adamu l'olam, although if you're driving a car and by accident you smash into another car and even though it's an oinus, you're going to be responsible to pay. There was a machlokes rishonim how far this goes. Tosfos learns you're only responsible by adamu l'olam is only by an oinus ke'en aveda. It's an oinus, you're watching a flock of sheep, one of them wanders off. So that's not shoigig, there was no level of negligence, you did what you're supposed to do, it's considered an oinus. But it's an oinus ke'en aveda, it's an oinus that in theory could have been avoided. In those cases, adamur la'olam. However, an oinus ke'en geneva, if you're watching something and it gets stolen, there's a ganav there that outwits you, sneaks into the place and steals it, that is a higher level of oinus. And there, even by adam hamazik, you're going to be pater. Now if a doctor is trying his best, and there is an oinus ke'en keneva, according to Tosfos, you should be pater me'ikar hadin, without a takon. The Ramban argued on Tosfos. The Ramban held that adam ulolo means a person is responsible adam hamazik no matter what. But even the Ramban conceded that we had a case where a tabach umin shekilkel, if a person is a sheichet, he's hired to shecht the animal, and his hand slips. So the Ramban says, even though adam mu'ad la'olam, even though normally you're responsible for your actions, here, where you're supposed to be doing the shechita, where you're authorized to be making this attempt, and something happens, there the Ramban agrees that you're pater. Adam mu'ad la'olam is only when you had no business touching the other person's item. There, adam mu'ad la'olam. But if you're supposed to be working on it, you're supposed to be doing the shechita, you're supposed to be doing something that has an element of risk, there the Ramban agrees, make right then you're pater. So what's behind this Tosefta? Why do we need a Tikkun Olam in order to release and to pater? He should be pater because of either, according to Tosefta, it should be pater because it's an oinus, and or according to the Ramban, he should be pater because he was authorized to be doing this operation, to be dealing with this patient. So over here, there are two answers. The Rebina in Dayanim Simon Lam, it says like this. If you remember from last week, we discussed the case of a Sheikhet. If a sheikhet tries to shecht an animal and he makes a mistake, he's pater. But there was a very important limitation. That's only when he is a volunteer. When he's a volunteer, since Tosfos would say adamur la'olam, but in oinus you're going to be pater, that's when you're not getting paid. The moment you accept payment for your services, now the bar is higher. Now you have a higher level of responsibility for your actions. And therefore, the kuliyama, it's a gemara, Tosfos can't argue on this, the kuliyama, the moment you get paid to do something, even by an oinus ke'en geneva, you're still going to be responsible, you're going to have to pay for the consequences. Zaka imrebina. Doctors get paid. If a doctor gets paid, So now he no longer has the Ptur of Einus. Mikar Hadin, just like a Sheikhet that gets paid, is responsible even if it's an Einus. A doctor that's receiving payments should be responsible as well. On that, we have a Tikkun HaOlam that in spite of the fact that he's getting paid, in spite of the fact that he should therefore have full responsibility even for an Einus, Afal Pikein Mishim Tikkun HaOlam, he's going to be Pater. Now, based on this in Rebina, we can go back. We discussed earlier a case of Garmi. The doctor, he's not a surgeon, he just prescribed the wrong medication. So we said, by Garmi, since you didn't do the damage directly, so if it's B'shoigig, you're going to be Pater. Garmi B'shoigig, Halacha is Pater. It'll come out now that this is probably not true. Because although Garmi B'shoigig is Pater, in the case of a Tabach, or the case of a Mara Dinner L'Shulchani, if you ask a banker, is this coin counterfeit or not? If he's paid for his services, then Halach, he's going to be Chayiv even by Garmi, because he's getting paid to render an opinion. So that in Kain, who I did over here, if the doctor is being paid for his services, even if he's mazik ayidei garmi, maker hadin, he should be chayiv. And it's only because of this takano that he's going to be pater b'dei adam and chayiv b'dei shamay. If he's not getting paid and it's an oinus, then he's going to be pater, yeah. Pashtus, yes, if it's an oinus, yes. So this is the mahalak of the Imrebina, that the doctor is getting paid. That's why he does no ptur of Einus, and the takana is to release him even from the obligation of getting paid. Very good. So it really depends what the svara is. If you learn, some learn that the reason why payment makes a difference is become a shomer. Now, the halacha is a shomer chinam and a shomer sachar. To become a shomer sachar, if you receive payment from anybody, you have a din of a shomer sachar. And the simplest raya is a shomer aveda. Someone who picks up a shomer aveda is considered a shomer sachar because he gets prutah Rabbi Yosef. He does not have to give tzedakah while he's caring for the aveda. And that prutah, that value, makes him into a shomer sachar. Now, that value does not come from the Baal Aveda. It's not money coming out of his pocket. But still, the fact that you're being compensated for this work is enough to make you into a shomer sachar. Now, in truth, the question that you're raising is really a much better question, because shomer, there's really no halacha of shomer by a person. You're not a shomer on a person, and therefore, if a chiv is al shomer, then it should not apply to a doctor. And besides that, the concept of shmira usually needs some sort of kinyan. Now, generally, a doctor does not do a hagbah on his patient. He doesn't make a kinyan. And for that matter, Mara Dinah L'Shulchani, the other case, the Gemara, doesn't have a kinyan as well. So the Meribina and the Raman, the Shittim Kubetzes, both want to say that perhaps this halacha will not apply when there are no chiyuvei shmira. Others learn that it's mitin mazik. That the moment you get paid, adam mor l'olam, there's a, by an oynis, your potter. When you're getting paid, you have to be more careful. If you don't exercise the care that you're supposed to, you're now an adam hamazik, and you have no ptur of oynis. Now, it's normally when you're a volunteer, you have to watch it a certain way. So if even with that care, something happens, that's an oinus, because you didn't have any obligation to be more careful than that. Once you're getting paid and you have a greater obligation to guard it, and you don't exercise that care, that's no longer an oinus, and that's why you're chayiv. In which case, it would apply here as well. Now, just the Ravid Hazav has a little bit of a different shot. He says that he's going in the Shittas HaRamban. Ramban holds all the world of oinus applies across the board. The ptur by a tabach is because you're supposed to be shechting, therefore you're supposed to be busy with this. Therefore, there's no adam or lo ilam when you're authorized to be working on the item. He says that's a din of mechila. When I give you an animal to shecht, I basically know there's a certain level of risk. I'm being meichel, and if you kill the animal, if it's a pasul shechita, I'm being meichel you. Zakhtar Ravid Azov, you're only meichel money. And when your health is at stake, you're not meichel anything. You expect to hold him to full responsibility. And he says that's why you'd be adamur lo'ilam, you'd be responsible bo'inis over here, even though you're supposed to be healing, and that's why you need the takan. Be that as it may, what Tosefta is clearly saying, whatever the lumdus is, what Tosefta is clearly saying, that Meker Hadin, you should be chayiv. Along came Chazal and said, a doctor is off the hook. So based on, and then this is, in Shulchan Aruch, in Yardes, in Shin Lamed Vav, this is brought down, nobody argues. So it seems doctors should be very happy with the shear. even when Alpidin they should be liable, Chazal went along, came along and said, you're going to be Pater. However, there are a number of important limitations to this to this Pater. The first is the Shevet HaLevi speaks it out most clearly. It was in the Maror HaMakomis in the past 2 weeks. Shevet HaLevi makes the following point. You have a doctor. The doctor is performing surgery. So if something goes wrong, he cuts a little too much, or the operation does not go as planned, and the patient suffers from it. So on that we have this patur, that even when it's b'shoigeg, you're patur, and there's only a chiyah b'dei shamayim. What happens if while the patient is on the operating table, the doctor picks up his scalpel, and he trips, and he by mistake he has a scalpel and he is mazik the intern that's standing next to him. Is he going to be chayiv or pater? The answer is going to be chayiv. It's true a doctor that is being oisik b'refuah is pater, but it doesn't mean that as long as he's in an operating room, it's somehow a free zone. It means that when he's doing refuah and something goes wrong, b'shoigeg is going to be pater. But certainly, if he trips, he's mazik somebody else. He's going to be chayiv. That's dabra pasha. Zok l'shevet halevi, hu hadin if he trips and he stabs the patient. He's supposed to be doing open heart surgery. He drops the knife on his leg. That has nothing to do with refuah, and therefore he's going to be responsible. Zok l'shevet halevi, hu hadin. If you have a dentist has the same halacha of a doctor. I mean, today in English we call a dentist a doctor. We have two different names for it. But a dentist is really healing a person. Just these practices limited to issues that you have with teeth. But if a dentist is supposed to be drilling one tooth, and he slips and he drills another tooth, so there he's not being oisik b'refuah of this item. The refuah is on this tooth. He's healing a different place, or damaging a different place. And therefore, the same way if the doctor drops the scalpel on the patient's leg, he's going to be chayiv. Zog the shevet alevi who I did over here. And the p'tur is only when you're doing the operation on the area you're supposed to be doing the operation. Something b'shoigeg can do a little bit more. The cut is not as smooth as you want it to be, and there's a hezek. But if the damage is done in another area of the body, there the zok the shevet halevi, this p'tur would not apply. Now this concept is really found in the Rishonim. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that a son is not allowed to take out the splinter from a father. Why not? Because we're afraid that while he's taking out the splinter, he may cause a chabura. He may cause a wound. And maka aviv ima, so there's a chiyuv misa. Now the Rishonim, the Ran and the Ramban both ask, what's the problem? Every time you're practicing medicine, we said before, there's an element of risk. Nevertheless, Varapa Yurapa says, if this is according to medical science, this is the procedure that should be done, you can do it. You don't have to worry about the fact that it may not be successful. So if that's true, hu adin, if a son is taking out a splinter, he's healing the father medically, why there is it us, or why does he need to be concerned that he will make a chabur? Zok the Ran, the reason is for the svar that we just said. It's true if he pulls out the splinter, and by pulling out the splinter that causes a wound, there's no chiyuv. That's refuah, and there's no issur. But what we're afraid of is that once he has the father on the operating table, he has a knife, and he's trying to get out the splinter, maybe his hand will slip. Maybe it'll cause a chabura in another area. And this whole halacha, this whole concept of this patur of refuah does not apply if you're mazik in another area. And therefore, Zok the Ran, that's why the son is not the one that should be doing the procedure. Get someone else who does not have this risk. If it slips somewhere else, he will not have this fee of misa. Now, the Ramban says a slightly different answer. The Ramban says that the reason why is because, as we mentioned before, Iker Hadin, it should be also to do any practice medicine. Because what gives you the right to expose a patient to risk? The Rapa Yerape tells you, if the patient is sick, this is his best hope. So you can go ahead, do the procedure, because this is the minimal risk. It's safer to do the procedure than it is to just let nature run its course. Zok the Ramban, you can only do the minimum risk. When you're dealing with taking out a splinter, the son can do it, or someone else can do it. If the son does it, the same way you have to minimize the medical risk, and you have to minimize the danger to the patient, we also have to minimize possible Yisurim. So since there's another doctor, there's another person available to do this who is not a son, who does not run this risk of Maka Aviv Imay. So therefore, it would be also for the son to do it because there are other people available that can do it without the risk of being over this Isser. So what comes out is that although we have this Ptur, the Ptur is only when the damage happens in the actual area. You're doing the procedure. It's on the area that you're supposed to be operating on. Something goes wrong with the operation. But if the hezek is that you did a different, you were mazik a different area, there everyone would agree that you're chayiv. Now another halacha that will come out is that what happens if you're a plastic surgeon, and you're doing a nose job. Now whether or not a person is permitted to do plastic surgery, that is a separate question. But it's very difficult to say you're being oisik berufua. Chazal Mishum Tegan Olam wanted to make sure that there are doctors available. A person is suffering, a person is in pain, a person is sick. So we need to have doctors available to heal him. There is no makar that Chazal were concerned that people's noses should be perfect. And in Cain, if it's not refuah, so then l'chari the Tikkun Olam, this special halacha, this exception to other mur l'olam should not apply. So unless it is an actual refuah, unless you're actually healing him, this p'tur would not apply, and there would be a chiyuv. I don't know. At some point, maybe it's refuah. If it's, I don't know. What? Moshe. Okay. It's, I don't know. Now, the Tzitz Eliezer adds, really going back on the previous point, he's saying the same way if your hand slips and you operate on the wrong tooth or the wrong part of the body, he says hu adin, if you're trying to give one medication, you're trying to give one injection, and you pick up the wrong vaccine. He says that mistake is a mistake that really happened beforehand. It's a mistake. It's true. Again, it happens in the operating room. It happens while you're a doctor. But because it's not, he says that p'tur is only when you're doing the right refuah and something goes wrong. But if you just take the completely wrong item, the wrong medication, or the wrong vaccine, and you just inject it by mistake, he says you're going to be responsible regardless. The Ramban continues and says another very important halacha. Zogar Ramban, that the Torah allows you to practice medicine. And the reason for that is, v'rapa yirapa, even though there's a risk, it's if this is the expected to be the best way to save the patient, you're allowed to do it. Zogar Ramban, this is only true if you are the top doctor. If you are the one that is most capable of treating this patient. However, if a patient comes to you, he has some issue, he needs surgery. Now, you consider yourself a decent surgeon, but you know you're not the top of the field. You're not charging the highest rate. Zog the Ramban, in this case, if you do the operation, he says you're a murderer. Because you know good and well, if he goes down the block, if he goes to the top, the expert, his outcome will very likely be better. By you doing the operation, you're exposing him to unnecessary risk. Zog the Ramban, that's not v'rapa yirapa. He says, adrabba, that is a ritzach. Because you're exposing your patient to danger that he need not be exposed to. It's like this. Chayr, according to this Ramban, comes out. We can only have one specialist in each field. You can only have one person who's the top of the field. So how do you ever have two doctors? So over here, the Tzitz Eliezer says a number of conditions. He says, first of all, let's compare it to a dayan. The same thing is true by a dayan. A dayan that passes a shayla, where he knows, he doesn't know the halacha, he's unqualified, there's a more qualified dayan down the block. So he says the same halacha, that's considered negligence. Zog the Tzitz Eliezer, we find by Yisroi that there were Sarei Allah, there was Moshe Rabbeinu. The really difficult questions went to Moshe Rabbeinu. But there were Sarei Allah, there were Sarei Meyei, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asaris. He had this whole system where you had your local dayan, who you went for the easy questions. And the more difficult questions, they escalated. They sent it up to the Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Meyei, Sarei Alofim. So what's the pshat? He said the pshat is that it's true you only have one Moshe Rabbeinu, which means if you have a really good question, there's no raya one way. You need the Dvar Hashem, you go to Moshe Rabbeinu. But if you have a basic question that's halacha psuka, then there's no milo going to the top. Because halacha psuka, you can go to your local sarayas, and they'll be able to answer you just as well. So Zagat Tzitzel Eliezer, the same thing is true in medicine. A person has a sore throat, needs a throat culture. You don't need a top expert to go to deal with a routine matter. And therefore, if it's a routine matter, even though you're not the best doctor around, for this type of thing, you're as good as the next person. This issue, this question only becomes an issue when the area is not so clear. There's a judgment call, there's a procedure, it's not so routine, it takes a level of expertise, where the next person's expertise can make a difference. That's where this halacha applies. But for a standard routine care, we do not have to worry that you don't always have to go to the best doctor. But now, just to get back to his point, what he brought up the point that one doctor cannot treat all of the patients. So Tzitzel Eliezer said that certainly is true. The fact that there's a top doctor around, if he is booked for the next 6 months, or if he refuses to take this person's insurance, and this person is simply not going to go to him, so then you may very well be the best doctor available to him. And in such a case, where you need more than one, you need a certain amount of people, they will all be allowed to practice. But if you have a situation where you know there's another doctor that's more qualified for this procedure available, and if you do the operation, you're exposing him to extra risk, there we have the halacha of the Ramban, and this is halacha psukah, nobody argues with it, doing the operation, putting him at risk, does not have the hetev rapa yirapa. That is a suffik ritzicha. What? Oh, very good. So Zakat Tzitzel Eliezer, in Cain, we're never going to be able to train in doctors because you'll have one professional. He'll do all the difficult cases, and it'll be wonderful as long as he's alive. But if one day he dies or one day he just gets too old, then we're going to have a problem. Now, that's true. That's a very good argument. But we have a young lady she's expecting, and she's in front of you on the operating table. Now, it's true globally for the greater good we need to train in doctors. But is that a heter to put this young lady's life at risk because the world needs doctors? You can't risk this person's life because mishum tikkun olam, we need to train in doctors. So if you need to train in doctors, he says, either what you can do is you can find a couple of Arabs, go to Goyim, where they don't mind. They allow interns, whatever the procedures are, they allow you to do it. So if they allow you to do it, so you can go ahead and do it. But to go ahead and to practice on a yid simply because we need to train people in, he says there's no heter. Now you will have cases, like we mentioned before, the routine cases, or if the top doctor is now booked, so now you'll have to go, the next person will get some amount of experience. But ein hachanami, it comes out of pi halacha that whenever there's a case and you can go to and the doctor knows that by referring the patient to someone else, there's a better chance of a positive outcome. You would have a chiyuv al pidin to do that.
Let's say a doctor starts out, brand new doctor, he's working for a hospital. You're going to tell him that you have to work with this patient, but so he's going to say, I can't do it.
I'm not going to paskin for you, but if there's a chashash ritzicha, if he knows that if he operates on this patient may not survive. I don't know. You can kill someone to keep your job. So that's a good point. It's a really a factual question. If the supervision of the mumcha is enough that now there's no difference, now the probability of a positive outcome is the same as if the mumcha did it himself, then it should be fine. Now, if the mumcha is not willing to do the operation on his own, then it's very likely at this point he may be if you're in the ER room and you get this order to do the operation, if you say no, what's going to happen? They're going to go to a mumcha, or they'll just bring in another intern. So if either way an intern is going to be doing it, so perhaps it's like the first answer we said, you're the best or at least equal to the best doctor available. But in a case where you can send it to a more qualified doctor and you don't, so you are your this a chashash shvichas dam. What? What becomes best? I mean, the best doctor is the best doctor. I mean, how do you figure it out? He's most proficient at this operation. Statistics are always very hard because you have to compare which patients are how sick they were when they came in. If you don't know who the best doctor is, or there are five people who are roughly the same than Enochami, then there's no difference. But B'makom, it's clear where one is better than the other, and he's simply better at doing this operation, his hands, he's more skilled, then this halacha would apply. It's very possible you'll have a few best, because you're correct. You can't always tell within the class of experts. Not really. I mean, we're talking now to the doctor. The doctor knows good and well that his colleague does a better job. The patient knows that this doctor has a good bedside manner and has a good reputation. So in such a case, the fact that the patient thinks you're good doesn't release the doctor from his obligation to make sure the patient gets the best care possible, which may only be possible by sending him down the block. Well, if there's no cheshash ritzicha, so then you don't have a question of shvichas damim, then you have a question of a suffik mazik. Suffik mazik mustam is also going to be aser. And probably would apply across the board. So this is the first. This is an important tenai in the Ramban. This really is not necessarily restricted to dinei mamonos. This is just in general. You're not allowed to expose a person to risk. If you do, if a person's not the baki and he does the operation anyway, you're not going to have this p'tur of tikkun olam, because the tikkun olam is for doctors to practice when they're supposed to be practicing. If they're not, if they should not have ought not to have done the operation in the first place, it's difficult to imagine Chazal said after the fact you're p'tur, because they shouldn't want to encourage such operation. I want to try to finish today. The next important condition the Ramban imposes is, the Ramban says, in Ripa Rishus Bezdin. The doctor had Rishus from Bezdin to practice medicine. Then you're Pater. However, if he operated without Rishus Bezdin, if you did not have permission from Bezdin to be a doctor, the Ramban says, this Pater does not apply. Now today, not many doctors have Rishus Bezdin. Not many doctors got permission from Bezdin to operate. So the question is, what is this halacha and how does it apply today? So the question really is what do you need Rishus Bezdin for? The Tzitz Eliezer is a medayik. If you look in the Ramban, you look at Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban does not say you need Rishus Bezdin to practice medicine. What you need to practice medicine is you need to be a baki. You need to be a mumcha. You need to be an expert. What the Ramban does say is, if you want to be potter, when there's a problem, for that you need Rishus Bezdin. So what's clear is that the person, regardless whether he has Rishus Bezdin or not, if he knows medicine, he's allowed to practice. But to be potter, to say that you're not responsible if anything goes wrong, that only applies when you have Rishus Bezdin. Now, we do find a similar concept by a dayan that makes a mistake in Siman Chaf Hey. There's a whole discussion. Very often, he will be chayiv, he'll be responsible for the mistake. However, if he has Rishus from the Reish Galusa, there, he's going to be potter. Now, in Siman Chaf Hey, the Shach points out that today there's no such thing as Rishus from a Reish Galusa, and therefore a dayan should always be responsible. Nevertheless, in Siman Yud Gimel, the Ramah says that if the king appoints a dayan, there's Dina Malchusa Dina, they authorize him to be a dayan for the Jewish community, and the Tzibur accepts him as a dayan, so those two things together, Edina Lachus Edina, along with the Kiblu Alayu, the fact that he was publicly accepted as a Dayan, that will have the same halacha, and they will be, in theory, will be Pater as well. Based on that, it's very mistaver by a doctor as well. If he has a diploma, if he has a license to practice medicine, and he was accepted by the public as a doctor, he is now, people go to him, he's considered a doctor, so there, this halacha mistama would be the same, and he would have the same p'tur equivalent to Rishus Bezdin. So although Bezdin won't give him a license, but they didn't today, don't know medicine, they're not in a position to say whether he should or shouldn't practice, but if he has a diploma and he was accepted by the public, that would, according to many poskim, would have the same status, and he would be potter. Now in your case, if you practice, if he had a degree in the Soviet Union, now he comes to America, and he's not licensed or not recognized, so in that case, you would not have this kibbu olayu. Dina Machusa Dina from the Soviet Union would not help in America, especially if the whole government there has changed over. And if he doesn't practice here, he would not have Kibbutz Ulayu, who is not accepted publicly as a doctor, and therefore this Patur would not apply. Now, presumably, if you have a good Samaritan, if you have someone you're driving on the highway, you see an accident in front of you and you try to help out. So there, the person does not have Rishus Bezdin. So although there's a chiyuv to go ahead and try to help, if he makes a mistake, which he should have, you know, which it's a tain on him, there presumably would not have this Patur. Now, although you can argue that there's a tikkun olam to allow such things to happen, but in general, we don't find such a takana. The takana was only by Rishus Bezdin. In general, we find that most of the Shriach legozu by Rabbanon, that Chazal did not make takanas for unusual or uncommon cases. So in the absence of any special takana, which I'm not aware of, in such a case, you would go with the regular halachas of Adam Mu'ad Olam. He is a volunteer in that case, and therefore, as we mentioned before, a volunteer will more often than not be pater regardless, because it's he's pater unless it's in a... Okay, you know, we'll get to that in a moment. Our whole discussion until now was Mikra Hadin. We're talking about mamonis. But we're saying adrabin. Very often you'll be chayiv. Again, unless you go, if you're not getting paid, you get into the question of adumul of tur oinus. Okay, let me just. Now, one important point over here is that if the tur of a doctor is tolling Rishus Bezdin, and Rishus Bezdin, we're saying a proxy for Rishus Bezdin would be if you have a license and you're accepted as a doctor. So what that would mean is that assuming if a person managed to cheat in medical school, so in that case, he may have a paper diploma, but this license was a fraud. In that case, he will, besides the fact that he shouldn't have been cheating, this whole p'tur of this whole concept of Rishus Bezdin, l'chayr will not apply. Because this is Rishus, this diploma was gotten b'toyus, and therefore he would go back to the regular chiyuv and Mikra Hadin. Now this is all api ikar halacha. Api ikar halacha, like we mentioned, there's a tikkun olam, your potter. We mentioned a number of exceptions. You have to be the best doctor. Yeah, the p'tur is only when the accident happens in the actual area. But otherwise, if a person assuming he's qualified, assuming the mistake happens in the actual operation, Shemtikun olam, you're going to be potter. There are a number of svaros and there are poskim that say that today things will be different. Now, I'm going to go through the different svaras. I'm not saying in halacha l'maisa. If it comes up, it'll go to a bezdin. These are svaras a bezdin may go with, may not go, they may not go with. I'd like to just go through some of the svaras just for the idea and some of the questions that will come up if there is halacha l'maisa shayla. The first point is, why is a doctor potter? We said, mishum tikkun olam, because we want to encourage medicine. How is this encouraging medicine? So it's encouraging it because if doctors were liable for their mistakes, they would have to pay for their errors, then it would not be kedai to practice medicine. Now today, if you look around, doctors today are responsible for their mistakes. Doctors get sued right and left. And nevertheless, we do not seem to be suffering from any serious shortage of doctors. What's the pshat? The pshat is very simple. Al pi halacha, a doctor is being oisik in a mitzvah, tashavas avedah. Someone who is oisik b'mitzvah is not allowed to charge for his services. A doctor, al medina de shulchan aruch, he can charge schar batela, can charge simply for the fact that he's just for the minimal amount that he's just sitting around, and he can charge for his tircha. If he makes house calls, if there's a certain tircha involved, he can charge for that. But for his refuah, for the limud, for the chachma, al pi halacha, he's not allowed to charge. That being said, doctors were not a very highly paid profession. And if they had liability, their chayiv, nezik, tzar, ribu, shevis, boishas, whatever the chiyuvim are, depending on the case, then it simply wouldn't be kedai to practice medicine. So if imkain, today where doctors charge an arm and a leg, so there an argument could be made, this whole takana doesn't apply. First of all, because once if the doctors are not following the halach of Shulchan Aruch not to charge, perhaps there's no this p'tur, they don't get the p'tur. And secondly, even if you're going to say, and there are different svaros why today perhaps a doctor is allowed to charge more, he could be operating on goyim, different svaros, so good, it's not aser. But perhaps you don't need such a tikkun olam. Since we see, based on the fact that they are charging full price, there's no shortage of doctors, there's no reason to absolve them from the responsibility, and therefore at least there is such a svar can be said that the p'tur does not apply. Now it's always difficult to, if you're having a furish halach and shulchan aruch, can you just push that away with a svara to say things change. That's always a difficult question. But I'll call upon him, it's a svara that a bezdin will have to deal with. What? No. The second point to consider is doctors typically have insurance. Now we discussed at length when we went through Hilchos Arkois. Although normally you're not allowed to sue a yid in court, you have to go to Bezdin. We mentioned according to many poskim, when you have insurance, especially when it's a field that everyone has insurance, or we are legally required to have insurance, there many poskim say there's no problem with Arkois because everyone understands that the suit is between the yid and the ideas to collect from the insurance company, which clearly will not go to Bezdin. And therefore, there are many matirim by Arkois when it's a field, when it's a person where everyone has insurance or when there's a requirement to have insurance. Based on this, because virtually all doctors have malpractice insurance, so many poskim will say there's nothing wrong with filing the lawsuit, even though you're technically suing the doctor, since ultimately you're going to be collecting from the insurance company. There was a controversy about 2 years ago with someone who had gone to a doctor. There was at least alleged malpractice. The person ended up needing tremendous amount of medical care. He filed a lawsuit. The doctor said, "I want to go to Bezdin." And the doctor apparently had a bit of a track record. He was concerned if it went to court, if the insurance paid out, he may lose his license or there would be some ramifications. It went to Rabbi Yashiv, and again, there was some back and forth, but it seems that the psak was basically like this. The psak was, if there's insurance, you have the right to go after them. You're certainly allowed to collect whatever the insurance will cover. Now, the doctor in that case claimed that the case was just frivolous. It was baloney. He didn't do anything wrong. It was just, it was just a question of filing a lawsuit to get a settlement. So in that case, Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, there's a chiyuv to go to Bezdin, just for Bezdin to look at the case and make sure that it's a legitimate case. But once it's a case, even if al pi dina de Shulchan Aruch, we have a takana, we have whatever the reasons are, you should be potter. Since there is insurance involved, Rabbi Yashiv Paskin, that once you see it's not frivolous, you should allow them to go to insurance and collect what they're entitled to bidinehem, even if that is more than bidineinu. One last maramakam. This is from Rav Shafran, who has a chiddush. He takes it a step further. He says that whenever you're dealing with a profession that's licensed, and one of the requirements or the expectations of a license is that you'll have insurance. He says when you hire such a professional, you're paying for his services. You're also paying him to accept responsibility based on the dinehem or based on the general rules. Therefore, if you're dealing with a car accident, you're dealing with a doctor, even though a doctor doesn't legally have to have insurance, but if that's the expectation, it's something that you have to be licensed for. He says when you're paying him, part of what you're paying for is to accept responsibility, and therefore, even if din toira alt choyva alt adam hamazik be potter, you still, because of the psika, you would have the right to go to after it and be tzeveya. This svara would apply even if he does not have insurance, because he's basically self-insured. If the svara is he's accepting responsibility, that should apply across the board. I mentioned before, these last few svaras, it's not mefurish halachos, these are svaras, you can have one dayan saying yes, another bezin may disagree, but these are some of the factors that will come up in a shayla of halacha l'maaseh.